Welcome to the One for the Money podcast. I'm your host, Johnny West. I'm a certified financial planner, and here I will teach you the tips, tricks, and strategies I use to help others retire early. This is the easy button when it comes to early retirement. Everything you want or need to know is right here. I'm so glad you join us on the show. Welcome to episode 58 of the One for the Money podcast. I'm so very grateful you've taken the time to listen. In episode 57, I shared what one should consider when deciding to retire out of state. But in this episode, I'll share what one should consider when deciding to retire outside of the states, as in internationally. This is not a simple decision, and in this episode, I will provide you with some guidance about this choice. In the tips, tricks, and strategies portion, I'll share a tip on test driving and international retirement. Well, thank you for listening. Now on with the show. In 1966, Bruce Brown released his hit surf film called Endless Summer. The film follows surfers Mike Hinson and Robert August on a surfing trip around the world. Both surfers were from California. In fact, Robert August was raised in Seal Beach, where my office is located. These two gentlemen didn't want to surf the cold winter waters of California, and I can certainly see why. My oldest son is on the high school surf team, and I get in the water with them some mornings, and it can get pretty cold, even for a former Canadian. So these two gentlemen followed summer as it traveled around the globe. Now, what an amazing idea to stay within a season as it gradually moves from the northern hemisphere to the southern and back again. They experienced summer in Australia, New Zealand, Tahiti, Hawaii, and several countries in Africa. Robert August now lives in Costa Rica. We met him at a restaurant in Tamarindo, where he provide color commentary to the Endless Summer film while it plays in the background. He was so incredibly kind when he visited with us, and it was a thoroughly entertaining and memorable evening. And I was looking at his website, and it notes that Robert currently lives in Costa Rica, and it states that he still shapes boards, enjoys family, and sponsors an annual surf and turf golf tournament to benefit local charities. Now, it seems that Robert August, a native Californian, was inspired by his international adventures to retire outside the United States. Now, retiring abroad can offer a number of benefits, including a lower cost of living, the ability to travel, and the opportunity to immerse yourself in a new culture in retirement. And so if you want to follow Robert August's example, here are a few things to consider. Choosing your retirement destination has to be at the top of the list. For those wanting to retire internationally, maybe you already have an idea of the country you want to retire to. For those that have yet to decide, there are a number of countries that offer advantages over others. In fact, Global Citizen Solutions is a firm that helps Americans retire abroad, and they listed the top 10 countries. These countries were assessed on 10 important criteria, specifically housing, benefits, visas and residency ease, cost of living, cultural assimilation, quality and accessibility of healthcare, development, climate, government stability, and the opportunity to semi-retire. Now, the top 10 countries may surprise you. In order, they were Portugal at number one, followed by Mexico, Panama, Ecuador, Costa Rica, Spain, Greece, France, Italy, and in 10th place, Thailand. Now, according to a study released by International Living, Americans are retiring abroad to pursue healthier and happier lives, stretch their monthly budget through a lower cost of living, and maximizing their retirement goals in ways they couldn't by staying in the United States. Now, my practice helps take clients to and through an early retirement. Retiring in a country with a much lower cost of living certainly makes an early retirement that much more feasible. And some countries offer convenient ways for Americans to retire there. Take Portugal, the number one ranked country for Americans to retire to. Not only does Portugal have world-class beaches, a beautiful Atlantic coastline, sunny and warm climate, and excellent records for safety and a rich cultural heritage, Portugal offers Americans the Golden Visa Program, which sounds a bit like the Willy Wonka's golden ticket. Just what is the Golden Visa Program? What allows American retirees to become legal residents of Portugal by investing in the Portuguese economy? The program starts with a minimum investment, 250,000 euros. And they will receive a retirement visa at that point. And after 5 years of investing, they can apply for Portuguese dual citizenship. Another option is the D7 visa, which is significantly less expensive. And it's effectively a retirement visa that allows foreigners with a monthly pension or passive income to retire and live in Portugal. Now, the example of Portugal shows one of the chief considerations when choosing a country to retire to, which is the ability to obtain a visa. Now, the second, probably most important consideration is the cost of living. This is a significant factor when choosing to retire abroad. Now, our family spent the last Christmas and New Year's holiday in Thailand, and what an amazing country and what an amazing people. And from a cost of living perspective, I can certainly see why Thailand made the top 10 of retirement destinations for Americans. Of the top 10 countries I noted, Thailand was number one, followed by Ecuador. Now, the lowest in terms of cost of living of those 10 countries I noted was France, followed by Costa Rica. Now, the third consideration is climate. Now, the climate is a significant consideration when retiring to another country. Why make such a massive move only to have to endure winter? Portugal ranked first, followed by Ecuador for climate out of the top 10 destinations for Americans to retire to, with Thailand being lowest and Greece being the next lowest. Now, another significant consideration is healthcare access for international retirees. Since the average married couple in America spends over $250,000 during retirement just on healthcare alone, it's no wonder you want to consider that factor where you are going to retire internationally. Now, those healthcare dollars can go much farther, and you may be surprised at how good the healthcare can be in these other countries. Global Citizen Solutions ranked Portugal as the highest, followed by Costa Rica, which was closely followed by Spain, with Thailand being the lowest and Italy being the next lowest. Overall, all 10 countries ranked really high on the healthcare front. Now, another consideration is housing. You know, I was surprised at the cost of some of the homes in Costa Rica when we visited there. It's an absolutely gorgeous country, but the nicest homes come at a steep price. You know, that explains why Global Citizen Solutions Costa Rica was ranked near the bottom, along with Spain being the lowest. Ecuador and Panama were the two highest ranked countries for housing costs. Now, cultural considerations are another significant factor when deciding to retire internationally. There could be significant cultural differences and obviously potential language barriers. This is where travel to the countries can help you determine whether the local culture aligns with your lifestyle preferences. Now, there are a host of other factors you'll want to consider, such as the ease of family and friends stateside to come and visit, and of course, tax and legal factors such as property ownership, inheritance laws, and wills, and the stability of the country's government. Now, retiring internationally is a dream for many Americans because it allows one to truly experience more of what this world has to offer, much more than merely visiting a country can provide. As St. Augustine said, the world is like a book, and those who don't travel only read one page. And I would add that for those that want to immerse themselves in the pages of the world, they'll want to truly experience other countries and cultures by living there for extended periods of time. It's certainly an ambition of mine. Now, my practice helps take clients to and through early retirement. One strategy to consider in helping you start your early retirement is to spend the first few years in an international location with a much lower cost of living, allowing you to spend a lot less in the first few years of your retirement. These are known as the go-go years and will allow you to explore the world more. After a few years, you could move back to the States to enjoy your slow-go and no-go years, all while regaling your domestic-only retired friends with tales of your international adventures. That sounds like some better planning for a much better retirement life. But it's imperative to do your homework, which conveniently enough includes travel. But it also includes the aforementioned considerations so you can make the most of your retirement years in a foreign land or two. Well, I hope you found this helpful. Now on to the tips, tricks, and strategies portion of the podcast. Welcome to the tips, tricks, and strategies portion of the podcast, where I will share a tip regarding how you can test drive an international retirement. Maybe the idea of an international retirement is an appealing one to you, but you still have some uncertainties. A great way to test drive one temporarily is doing a home swap. There are websites, namely homeexchange.com, that allows you to exchange homes with other international travelers. This is a great way for you to test drive your international retirement, as it'll allow you to live in a neighborhood and get some local knowledge on the country you are thinking of retiring to. Not only would you gain valuable knowledge, but you could also test drive more than a few countries before determining if you plan to stay in the States or retire internationally. I'll include a link to all of the companies noted in the podcast in the show notes. Well, again, I hope you found this helpful, and remember, a better life is a result of better planning, which includes trip planning. Have a great one. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember that no one builds wealth by accident. If you want to learn more about how to build wealth to retire early, head on over to my website at betterplanningbetterlife.com.
The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. There is no assurance that the techniques and strategies discussed are suitable for all investors or will yield positive outcomes. The purchase of certain securities may be required to affect some of the strategies. Investing involves risks, including possible loss of principal. Economic forecasts set forth may not develop as predicted, and there can be no guarantee that strategies promoted will be successful. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Individual tax and legal matters should be discussed with your tax or legal professional